All right, guys. As far as practice today, did not practice D-Ware, Donald, Virgil, and Corey Nelson. Limited Benny, Justin Simmons, Dakota, and everybody else was full. So, and DeMarcus had a surgery yesterday. Everything went good. He's not here today. We'll be in the building tomorrow. Y'all go ahead.
What was Corey's injury?
Corey, what does he have? An ankle. He's got a sore ankle. We just probably held him out more precaution today than anything. Should be back tomorrow.
What about Virgil? What's your optimism?
I would say between Virgil and Donald, Virgil's ahead of Donald, you know, but I think it's a day-to-day process right now. We'll see. Obviously, Jeff's back full-time. That's a good thing.
So. First road test for Trevor. Anything you can do to kind of prepare him for playing in a loud stadium?
Play a lot of loud music. That's a big challenge this week. You know, his first time going on the road and handled the team. Handles the huddle, and you know, a great football team and a tough place to play. So we'll have to work with a lot of noise this week, not only at the line of scrimmage, but just getting in and out of the huddle, you know, making the calls. So good news is he's done it a bunch in practice. We do it in camp, so we'll have to work it hard this week.
Gary, have you liked what you've seen from him with hand signals?
Yeah, he's done a really good job of getting us in the right calls, you know, changing some protections. We ask our quarterback to handle the run game, the line of scrimmage a great deal. And so I'm very impressed with what he's done so far from that standpoint. Obviously, it gets a little tougher, you know, with where we're going now.
From what you've seen of Ty, is he ready to start?
Ty, I think with him and Jeff, we just keep going. I mean, they're both full in practice. Today we did a lot more mental work. I wanted to get some more reps than we normally get on a Wednesday. I think watching them practice Thursday and Friday has a lot to do with how I feel about them, you know. But I think they're ready to go if they keep making the right progressions.
Where would you see Ty? Do you know yet?
Well, we have a lot of options. You know, I think with Donald right now, I see us playing a lot of people. We could get into a little bit of a rotation type of thing. So, you know, obviously Michael can play out there, Ty can play out there, and even Weems can really play out there. So, you know, we'll just we'll have our seven and probably play them all, actually.
Given all the injuries to Jeff and just the inexperience in general, how confident are you in him going?
Well, I'm confident in Jeff. I mean, he's a good kid. He works hard. He's very bright. He knows what he's doing. You know, this happens sometimes to young players. You know, it seems like every time they take a step forward, they take two back. And I know it's been tough on him, but then I've seen guys jump out of it and go. So I'm ready for Jeff to do that. I think the whole team's excited for him to come be a part of us because he's been working hard. And hopefully we're good and healthy this week and ready to go.
You brought Shiloh back. Was that concerned with some depth there?
No, it just really tells you what we thought of him when we left camp. You know, he had the suspension, you know, so he was going to be out for 2 weeks. We think a lot of Shiloh, good special teams player for us. When you start suiting an extra guy to position, there's nobody better to have on your team than a guy like him. So glad to have him back.
In place of DeMarcus Ware, do you have somebody in mind as a primary pass rusher?
No, we're going to play them all. You know, Dakota's fixing to play a lot more. Obviously, he's the one that hasn't been playing. But as far as Shaq and Shane, now we'll rotate those guys. And between, you know, them two and Vaughn, they can play Sam. They can play Will. So I think the biggest thing is Shane and Shaq's reps are going
to
pick up.
With Dakota, he got to the punter a couple of times.
He and Shaq both got there. I told him, don't be afraid to go ahead and block it too, you know. Yeah, they both got there. So we had a couple we could have got our hands on last week. So hopefully we can do that.
DeMarcus's rehab like now.
You know, Jeff, I really don't know. I saw they showed me the plate that they put in there, and DeMarcus even said he feels so much better, you know, coming out of there. I would imagine that physically he's able to stay in great shape and do all the things, cardio and stuff, just not use his arm or anything. So we'll see, but he'll be back in the building tomorrow.
Gary, when you talk about the need to finish off drives, you know, mm-hmm. moving the ball well but then kind of stalling, that's not all on Trevor's shoulders, is it? This is a responsibility.
It's on all of our shoulders. You know, it's finding the right call for him, making the right play, you know, converting short yardage. Like I told you, that's 2 weeks in a row. I think we missed 3 third-and-ones, you know. So that keeps you from running 3 more plays down there. So it's on all of us. We got to look at it and, you know, do a better job. That's all we can do.
What is it usually when you move the ball like that and then somehow you can't push it into the end zone?
Well, I mean, I wish if I had the magic answer, I'd need to use it real quick. But, you know, I think first off in football, you know, are you doing good things? Yeah, you're doing good things. You know, do you have issues like defensively? We're playing great defensively, but yet we're 30th, I think, ranked in the red zone. So, I mean, that's going to come up to bite you at some point. So it's always something, and there's always something you got to get better at, and we try to focus on it as a team. That's an issue that we can get better at right now.
Can you see on a Trevor specifically?
Well, I think it's up to us to bring his growth along as far as what we do, how much we do, you know, now he's on the road, those type of things. He's made some poor decisions, I would say athletic decisions. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's like just learning that, Trevor, that guy can make that play, you know. You're not in college anymore. You're not going to throw that ball through that guy, you know. So I think just some of the speed of the game factors that he's beginning to understand a little bit is going to make him better each week.
Gary, back to operating the quarterback position on the road, is it harder and more complex than people, I guess the general viewer knows, you know, to do that?
Well, it's definitely tougher. I think the older you get, you know, you can, you know, I mean, it's like any other game. You're just having to do it in a very hostile environment. And, you know, for him, it's not so much like today I had the noise on just calling the play in the huddle, give him no comfort zone at all, having to scream in the huddle, having to talk to guys. So, you know, just doing all I can to put him through the best possible scenarios. But the only way you're going to get better doing it is playing. And, you know, the best thing for a quarterback on the road is playing sound football, you know, not doing things that hurt you, sacks and those type of things. And this team is very capable of putting you in some bad situations.
Have you been impressed with Russell Okung at the left side?
I have, but I think Russell's coming. I think Russell's going to play even better as we go. Remember, he was part-time during training camp as we worked him to a full-time player. He has not missed a snap. So I think you're going to see Russell continue to improve in what we do and, you know, his conditioning, all those things.
And how important has he been for the younger guys along that
line? He's really important. I mean, Russell's been around winning, and he's been a really good player. So that's what you want on your team. So he's very confident in what he's doing. He wants the ball run behind him in key situations and things like that. So, you know, he's a good addition to our team and a good leader, too, good person.
How much does Paradis help Simeon in a road environment like that? Great. Matt doing so well right now?
Well, Matt's got it all under control, Troy. He's got the front going on. We're playing against a lot of different defensive looks. We're playing against a lot of nickel dime because of our four wides and three wides and stuff like that. So Matt's able to get all that sorted out. And, you know, he's just becoming a really good player for a young player.
What kind of problems can the Cincinnati defense?
Is it unusual for a young quarterback to be more tentative in the red zone because of the compact nature of what's going on? And can you relate it to what you went through as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think, Les, that's a good point. I think there are times, you know, you're sitting there in a game, you're up by three, you're down there, you got a great defense, you know, do I try to make this throw or that throw? You know, I think, yeah, some of that probably creeps in your mind. But, you know, we really want to get that out. We want him to play, you know, and be aggressive in what he's doing. Like we threw it 33 times last week. So, I mean, we trust him with the ball, and that's all over the field, you know. So, but I think he'll continue to grow in some of those situations.
They get a lot of pressure with their front.
Did you go through that?
They didn't let me play enough to go through that, Les.
They get a lot of pressure just rushing four. What do they do up front?
They led the league. I think they had 37 and a half sacks last year. So they can cause you problems, rush four, play too deep, and make it really, really hard for guys to catch a lot of balls. You know, you see what they did to Brown last week, what they did to Brandon Marshall in week one. So they're a very confident seven-man front football team. They're very big, tough to deal with.
Would you think that Vaughn, the defensive
player? Yeah, that's really good. I mean, Vaughn's obviously playing at a high level. You know, key what he did last week, a lot of good things going on, but well-deserved. Vaughn's off to a great start.
A few more for the coach. Gary, going back to a couple things you said, how do you balance, you know, him being aggressive in the red zone, but what you said prior was, hey, those guys are athletic out there and this isn't college anymore. How do you balance that with him?
Well, you have to balance. I mean, he's got to understand some of those decision-making deals, you know, whether you're throwing a screen outside and we're turning the end loose, you know, can you manipulate that guy? Can you get it around him, over him? You know, you see the first play of the Carolina game, he went under a guy. I mean, you have to manipulate some of those throws. To me, aggression is not throwing it through him. Aggressive is saying, we're still going to call it. Now you figure out a way to get it done. You know, that's what aggression is. So I just think it's him going through, and we're really trying to make some situations hard on him in practice so he has to adjust to.
What type of challenges is A.J. Green that Bengals pass on?
A bunch. You know, they want the ball to go down the field to him. You know, he's a big-time player. If he gets jump ball situations, really hard to deal with. But the thing that makes them really, I think they're the number one throwing team in football after 2 weeks. And they're very complimentary. They got a lot of things going on, a lot of guys making plays.
Okay, thank you, Coach. Thanks, guys.
Okay, y'all good.